Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Hey Ryan. They have this new invention called a fork.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
Good. I thought you were going to say, and I'm a bright and beautiful light, Jack.
I was thinking about that, but I couldn't get over Ryan with his dirty hands, eating the salad with his hands and eating the spaghetti with his hands. And I'm like going, I know there's only Joe behind you. Come on. That's just gross.
But I mean, it's only him there. So, you know, maybe it's his ploy to give Joe food poisoning and then send him home.
I guess. Or hepatitis or whatever.
You know, people like that probably also don't wash their hands after they use the bathroom.
Yeah, it's just like, oh.
There's no toilet paper, so how are they wiping?
Oh! I guess that's what we didn't see is Ryan went to the bathroom before he ate the spaghetti.
But kudos for Ryan for actually just burying the plate instead of Cole putting the...
I give Cole credit for at least thinking about putting the bathroom.
I do, too. I do. I give him some credit. I don't give him much in general, but I give him some credit for that.
But the thing is, like, the tablecloth, whatever it was, still kind of hung over the side. Like, he didn't even position it. Like, why would you put spaghetti over a napkin?
That's maybe, some maybe
for, Ryan to wipe his hands off or something. I don't know. He tried. I mean, you're always hating on people.
He's thinking on the fly, and he's thinking about, I don't know, what he can do.
I thought he'd eat all. I thought when I first heard it was going to
yes,
be somebody.
Me too.
I thought, okay, he's going to go in there and eat all the spaghetti and leave like a few strands.
Yep.
I actually kind of did too. And how did he end it? Yeah. I don't know.
He ruined it for everybody.
But anyways, we had another episode of Survivor tonight, finally into the jury phase of the show. Sorry, Jess, you do not get to be on the jury.
I know. What a bummer for her.
Exciting things happen in today's episode. My winner's pick went home tonight, I think unjustly. I don't know why, but we'll talk about it when we get to the tribal council.
But that was quite a shocker.
Before we get into anything, I want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons, over at patreon.com/JandJack. This podcast and all of the podcasts on the Jay and Jack Network are listener-supported, meaning without your guys' support, these shows would not be possible. If you'd like to become a patron, do so today by going to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. All right, Colleen, you ready to take away this recap?
I think so.
All right, well, let's do it.
All right, Survivor Triple H, Episode 8, Playing with the Devil.
Playing with the Devil.
Dun-dun-dun.
It's a Van Halen song. I'm sorry.
I know. I was going to let you guys finish.
No, go ahead.
No, please. By all means.
Are you sure? Yeah.
I think everybody is dying to hear your rendition.
Well, they used to run with the devil, but now they're playing with him.
Okay. We go to Celia Night 19. We start out right after Tribal. Now Cole knows what it's like to be lied to. Joe says it was an amazing play to get rid of Jessica. And now he knows what it feels like to play with the devil, a.k.a. Ben.
Mm. Playing with the devil. Here I am. Ah! Don't you dare say I swear on the Marines. I'll kill you.
We'll get to that when we get to that.
You know, I can't blame him, but you know who is flipping out on Twitter over it?
Who?
Cass.
Because she is a
former service person.
Ah, yes.
So Chaos Cass has her limits?
She does. Know. And apparently it's doing things to Marines.
It's like beating up a teddy bear. Like, why? Why would you do that? But I mean, Joe's playing his game.
He's sure.
Still here, apparently.
Joe's gonna Joe. All right, we'll get to that though.
Yes.
I'm sure we will. Ben says that he and Lauren put together a good plan for their target and executed and got them out. Yay! He is worried though about an individual, however, who can mess the whole thing up. I thought this was going to be a little bit of foreshadowing, and it turns out that it was just an advantage that. Threaten to mess up their game. We go to day 20. And Mike is still talking about how he finally got to go to his first tribal council. He was so cute.
I got to go to my first tribal council.
Now fabulous. I know what it's like.
It was stressful. Right?
Lauren,
that's not how he talks, but I'm just.
That's all right. It's like
I'm having fun with Mike.
It's like when Jay does his. That's what she said. But it's like when Jay does his Long Island voice, and it sounds nothing like anybody from Long Island.
I've been to Long Island many times.
Long Island medium.
Okay, just stop, guys.
That sounds like Long Island medium. Because Cindy watches the show.
You know, I was like clearing out different podcasts and stuff.
I saw it.
I saw.
Long Islanders.
I saw it.
No, they just, say sore.
Just my mom says sore.
One of you here used to have a parent. Yeah, I thought so. That's who's talking to me. Yeah, okay.
Talking.
That's who's talking to me.
Mira.
Whatever. You know,
did
once
one of
in
you
our...
used to have, I don't know, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle.
Jack, yeah, actually, hold on. Did you have a brother, a sister?
Okay, it sounds nothing like that. Nothing like that, okay? We sound
Hello,
nothing
Mata.
Like that.
Hello, Florida. Welcome back to Camp Granada.
Still... Marriage brings us together.
Okay, first of all, no.
Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
Shut up. Both of you are just awful with your accents.
That has some survivor.
I've 12 years I've been listening to you guys mess up accents on podcasts. Enough is enough already.
I've been doing this for 12 years.
Yeah.
I think enough is enough.
Dude.
That's it. We quit.
I was young then.
So was I.
So was Jay.
No wife, no kids, whole life ahead of me.
Whole life.
I had a bright future.
No stupid Tron game. Life was just awful. No,
that's one of the few bright spots.
It is bright. It is an eyesore. An eyesore.
Accomplishments. I have Tron.
What about your wife? Yeah, I guess so. But really,
But I have Tron. How many people can say that? Anyone can say they have a kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy.
I will say that I was in the shower this evening before Survivor started with a 3-year-old who is throwing a minor temper tantrum, and no. I still heard Jay playing the Tron game on a different floor with the water running.
Yeah, but I think it's because the game's kind of underneath where the bathroom is, so you're probably going to hear it right there.
Great. Anyway, Lauren goes to get a nail and sees a clue.
That thing was sitting there for 2 days?
I guess that means nobody really goes to get the nails.
Yeah, like, how often would you use the nails, in all fairness?
Well, what was she using the nail for?
She was, like, hanging up bags or something like that.
All right.
Yes. And before we continue... I just want to say to Dennis, who learned a new Urban Dictionary definition for the phrase railed today, you can also apply nail the same way. Not in this case, but... Oh, Jay's rolling his eyes at me.
No, I was trying to put the two and two together. It's a really good aside.
It wasn't really meant for you. It wasn't meant for one person. Anyway, she finds
Dennis?
A secret advantage. She finds a secret advantage that allows her to secretly not vote at the next tribal council and instead save her vote to use at a future one. Lauren has to make sure that no one sees her use it or else it could blow up her whole game. And all this happened before the opening credits. That was a lot.
Yeah, it was.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we start off, head into day 20, the reward challenge. They are playing for a private island with spaghetti, bread, salad, and red wine.
Oh, wait, they got to win that private island? I mean, that's a lot better than I guess originally described to me.
Yeah, skip the $1 million. The island has to be worth at least
for
$1 million.
A trip to a private island.
Oh,
man.
Guys are the worst. How did I get to be the target tonight?
That's better than salt and pepper, though.
That's
winning
true.
Winning island.
But much better than salt and pepper. I'd almost die for that one. They also draw a random draw for the Survivor lottery, and the odd person out will automatically join the winning team. Teams are drawn, and it's JP, Chrissy, Cole, Ryan, and Devin against Ben, Mike, Lauren, Desi, and Ashley. Joe drew the white rock, so he gets to go no matter what. The red team of Ben, Mike, and etc., Dr. Mike, They were ahead quickly, but Blue has a comeback, wins the game. They find out, however, that it is family style, with one where one person will eat at a time in private. Devin doesn't like that.
Couldn't Ashley have tapped out on that one?
Blue definitely had the better strategy. Get your weak people out.
She shot like 100 beat bags. But
yeah.
Yeah. Ashley did. She did kind of cost them, didn't she?
Yeah. I just think Blue had the better strategy. Send your weak people first, then you get them out of the way, and then you see your strong people.
Well, they definitely had a better strategy, but what point do you sit there and go, okay, I'm not hitting this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me let someone else come up and give it a shot.
Right.
Okay, so everyone wants to be the hero, man.
But it didn't affect her, though, because we would have seen something if people were mad about it. Joe, as the winner, gets to pick the order of when everybody eats. So
in the first, 15 minutes, like, twists abound. First, you got this advantage that Lauren gets, which I think is it's a neat advantage in that it does affect the gameplay, but it's not, like, a broken advantage where, like, it's ridiculous in terms of the power that it gives. And then you have the reward challenge, just like, okay, the person that's the odd person out, you actually win the lottery, you get to go without even trying, and then it's going to be family style, you each have to share a piece, and then the person that set out, they're going to pick who goes in what order, and there's going to be a thing underneath the spaghetti that'll tell you the location
and
of hitting
this,
it out.
And that.
Oh my god, right? That's a lot. That's a lot.
Joe being a expert at the game, as he's told us so many times, shouldn't he have gone first, realizing there could have been an idol he would have had all the time in the world to look for it?
Yep.
Don't you think that I was thinking, okay, I would go first. They already hate you. you're not going to, because you're giving some spaghetti, you know the game,
yeah.
Joe.
Plus, you're Joe. You're not going to be able to, like, control yourself and agitate a war veteran in about 10 minutes.
Exactly. I mean, to me, I was like, I can't believe he's not going first. There has to be some clue to it, some kind of advantage there.
Well, and I love that after JP, like, every single person was like, okay, there's going to be a clue here. even Cole kind of stumbled upon it, but at least Chrissy and Ryan are playing the game and knew there was going to be something there.
Cole said, there's letters on this plate.
It's like, hey, Jeff, something's wrong with this plate. I think this one's defective.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say made in China, Jeff. That's what both my plates say.
I think you're trying to print something on a different piece of paper. Somehow printed on this plate. It's probably,
you
probably
want to
edit this out in post. So here you go.
Just to make sure it's not copyright protected, right?
I thought expert Joe made a huge mistake on that one.
Yeah, well, has he made any good move? He's kind of lucked into a couple things.
I'm just saying he just says what a genius he is at the game, and that to me was a huge rookie mistake.
Well, oh well.
There had to be a reason why he got to pick the order of who went first and why there was going to be...
I think it was just to create extra drama.
Going there by yourself.
I think it was just for drama.
All right.
Since, A, they don't like him already, so...
Yeah, but I'm saying, what's the point?
I don't know. I agree. Maybe he makes Ben or Chrissy last, and it's no secret they don't like him, so it starts something. But that's okay, because we got plenty of entertainment from this entire clue thing. Sorry, I could not think of the right word.
Nice.
Like, you know, the thing on the plate thing.
You know that clue thing? It used to be called an advantage.
So, yeah. So Joe makes himself last. He gives Devin the first go at it in an attempt to get in with the hustlers. I do think Devin kind of took the biggest share out of everyone from what we saw. Devin says, it's like the perfect date with myself.
and again, Chrissy, why do you have to yell so loud? How many times is she going to be caught going,
there's an idol.
Even Cole, what are you whispering about over there? Cole figured it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, what are you guys whispering about? We whispered about
the idol.
The marinara sauce. It was pretty good.
Do you know what the secret ingredient is? JP.
Did you guys use a fork?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you saw that wrong plate, too. I was going to tell production to probably take it out.
No.
I covered it up so you guys wouldn't have to see it.
Yeah. That's exactly what Cole would be like. Did you guys think it was odd, too, that you ate off a napkin? that was super weird, but it was totally like that when I got there. But you know, kudos to you, Jenny, because when Devin first left, you were like, there's a clue. Mm-hmm. So good catch for you. JP goes next, he eats, and you know, nothing happens. Cole is going to eat as much as he wants. I really thought that Cole was just going to
eat it all,
like put it in a napkin and like, just take it with him and be like, nothing to see here, guys. You don't have to go back there and look at the plate. It's all gone. I ate it.
Someone ate it all.
It was JP, I swear.
You think the clue kept Cole from eating most of it?
Possibly.
Maybe. That's true.
Yeah.
I just thought about that because, you know, Cole has, you know, he has to have 8,000 calories a day.
But that's a good mind F in that, okay, for people that want to eat all, like, no, you want to leave some because maybe you're going to try and cover this up. So, I mean, there's a, but if you ate it all the first run, you would also have the clue. And then you could chuck the plate as well. So, again, to you, Jack, nobody likes Joe. Joe, nobody likes Joe. And he should have just eaten all the spaghetti, chucked the plate, kept it to himself, and he would have had another idol.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then he would have been safe for one more vote, and that was it.
Of course, though, he couldn't have looked for it. They would have had to carry him back, eating all that spaghetti.
Hold on, guys. I had a little bit too much pasta. I'm just going to stand by this flag for a little while.
Digging a hole because, you know. Because
it's going to smell.
I'm going to need some room.
I got a lot to get out of me. Where was I? Chrissy finds the clue. I love that both Chrissy and Cole, this kind of speaks to both of them, think that they're the first persons to find it.
Yeah.
I wonder how Chrissy felt knowing that, watching it tonight and being like, I definitely wasn't the smartest person in this.
No, I mean, I think she was right. She wanted to leave it for Ryan and hope he would see it, but Ryan made the smart move actually just getting rid of the plate.
Yeah.
But.
So is it officially like Ben and Chrissy really aren't the power couple anymore? It's more like Chrissy and Ryan and Ben and Lauren have kind of regrouped.
Yeah, I think it's Ben and Lauren.
It's Ben and Lauren, but also Chrissy's really loyal to Ben. So Ben's, I think, at this, and Ryan can't really do anything to go against Ben now.
Yeah.
But, no. But you're right. It is kind of two and two.
Yeah. Well, that could be fun whenever that plays out. But anyway, yeah, so Ryan finds it. He hides the plate, the clue. It was really funny, I thought. Finally, it's Joe's turn. Joe tells Chrissy that he hid the plate. he asks, did Cole find it? And Chrissy responds with, he's not that smart.
Loud enough for Cole to hear.
Yeah, now, I just want to point out, she's the math genius, and she didn't realize that there weren't 11 votes at the end.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody pointed out, like, hold on, there's supposed to be an extra vote.
What do you mean?
Because Lauren didn't vote.
Oh.
So it was a vote short. So anybody that had run the math beforehand.
Oh.
Unless she figures it out at the next. Next episode.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
It went to the last vote.
It went to the last vote both times.
That is a good.
Because it was a tie. It was a tie. So there's no way there was one still in the thing.
Yeah.
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 Interesting. But again, you're so stressed out because it's the tribal that you maybe aren't really paying attention to the count.
Maybe.
But still, it's a good call.
Yeah.
Good call out.
I don't know. I'd be paying attention to the count, though, because you have control over that. Yeah, if you're doing the votes in your head.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Because you wanted, because you need to do that because you need to know who's flipped, who's not on your side.
Mm-hmm.
If I go in there saying, okay, I got five strong, and there's only four votes, I'm like, all right, who didn't go my way?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I wonder if Chrissy will flip out and go after Lauren for taking her man Ben.
Yeah, maybe.
She kind of seems like the type that gets a little possessive of her alliance mates. Also, a lot loose-lippy about it. But
loose lips sink ships.
Yes. All the damn time. Let's see. So, yeah, Cole puts it together that they found the clue because he hears them whispering. And he has no problem pushing and shoving others to find it. We go back to the beach. They're, you know, talking about the reward. Cole goes to pee, and Ryan seizes the moment. He says, when Cole's literally caught with his pants down, I'm going to dig up this idol. And dig
why
he did.
Why did, again, going to look, Joe's, I'll say this about Cole. He knows he's on the bottom. What does it matter if he goes straight to the thing and digs up the idol?
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't understand that. I go, you know, Chrissy and Ryan are relatively safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want anyone to know they're finding the idol. Mm-hmm. But Cole, I would have been
balls to the wall, Cole.
I would have dove in and just started trying to find. You have nothing to lose at that point.
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, he did it anyway. He ended up doing that anyway. So yeah. Like, why? Just don't pussyfoot around it. Just
I think maybe he was hoping to find it as subtly as possible to not rock the boat more.
No,
because that just puts another target on him.
Unless he felt he did a good job of hiding it, but he said he heard them.
Exactly. He knew they knew. So it'd be it's a mad world. Like then it's a race to get the buried treasure.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So essentially, Cole should have held his pee.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. He drank too much red wine on the challenge. Which we didn't even talk about how Devin not only ate like half the pasta, he poured himself like half the bottle of wine.
Red wine. Dear class of me.
All right. So, yeah, Ryan.
Ryan's like, okay.
The singing episode. Ryan finds the idol. Was it Ben that like totally was oblivious to the fact that he walked up and Ryan like jumps up?
Ben got to the party late.
Okay, so who was it? Devin? Who was it? Somebody?
I thought it was JP.
JP? Okay, could have been JP.
And you think JP would have been accused of putting an idol in his pants before would have noticed it, but.
Right. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. If JP had called for a strip search of Cole to prove that he didn't have the idol, then we would have come full circle, guys.
But JP would have had to be playing the game.
So. He's playing a very quiet game, okay?
Yeah, he is.
It's just as beautiful as the stone he was carved from.
He's playing a very quiet game except when he loses an immunity.
Yeah. But Ryan, though, is like barks at Chris. He's like, cover it up, I don't even think at that point he was even pretending to whisper, which it wouldn't have mattered because Chrissy was like, cover what up?
No, I think that was a smart play because now nobody knew
that Ryan
that he got it and it only worked with Chrissy trying to dig. So then it makes it seem like there's still something there to dig for.
Oh, yeah. It worked out perfect for Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that was the right play for sure.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah.
It got everyone in there, and of course Cole got blamed for it, and he doesn't have it.
I know. Well, Cole did run over like a mad person, like a complete lunatic. They fight for it. He's like wrestling for it. Ben comes over. She's like screaming, like, Desi, get over here! Ben jumps in. Everybody else is, you know, they're all fighting over this. And it was reminiscent of, was it Cagayan with Wu and Spencer when everybody was on the idol hunt and Wu ends up finding it?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of reminiscent of that craziness, but a lot more touching.
Well, she was yelling for JP, right?
No, she was yelling... Oh, was... No, she was yelling for Desi.
Desi? I thought she was yelling... Why would she
I would have probably yelled for JP over Desi to come over and wrestle in there with me.
That's
but.
True.
but why would she yell for Desi? Desi's not in her alliance.
I don't know.
I thought it was JP. All right, I apologize.
She could have been screaming JP. She really could have. I thought she was saying Desi, but she could have been screaming JP.
What?
Yeah, it gets to the point where the flag falls on top of them all. Ben thinks he sees Cole. Yeah, which, I mean, hilarity could have ensued even further from that, but...
Truth.
Thankfully, it did not, I guess. So Ben thinks he sees Cole stick something down his pants. He denies having the idol. Cole knows that he has to bluff or that he does have it or he has to win immunity.
He was right there.
Yes, he was.
I mean, it was actually a smart play by him. If he would have came out and said, I don't have it, they think I have it, at least it helps me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's day, so we go to day 21, hashtag immunity challenge. They have to stand on a beam and balance a statue while moving farther away. Further away, sorry. Cole wins. Nothing exciting there.
Well, it's tough because Desi was close, and I thought Desi had it. My winner's pick, Beast in the challenges. I don't know, certainly the second one, but I just
Beast
bummed.
In the one challenge.
I'm bummed that she didn't.
I thought she was gonna win. She wasn't moving.
No, she was like stoic. Ugh. I wanted Cole to go home. I'm so sick of Cole, but whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. Back at the beach, Cole is on top of the world over his immunity win. He knows that the healers are a sinking ship, and they need to do something to save their game. He confesses to Dr. Mike and Joe that he does not have the idol. Joe knows he's probably on the chopping block. They know if the vote gets split, they just need one person from the other side to flip, though. Ben sees Joe talking to Ryan and Devin about how much they won't beat Ben in a final three. Ryan knows that he can't beat Ben, but he doesn't think that it's the right time to get him out because of her ties to Chrissy. I'm sorry, his ties to Chrissy. Kudos to Ben for doing the spy shack the right way.
Yeah, and keeping his cowboy hat on, I feel like it's a risky move. You know, you never know how that's going to work out, but
yeah,
but
and
it seemed to.
Not kudos to the other ones who didn't notice a giant cowboy hat hiding behind them.
It seemed like he did it by accident. He just happened to walk up on him and
yeah.
Stuck down. I was like going, nice. How do they not see him? But
yeah.
It worked for Ben.
It worked for Ben. Now, do you guys agree that with Ryan's assessment, that it was not the right time to get Ben out?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no need to. You have these people that are not going to be on your side and that won't vote for you. So just get rid of them first, and then you can worry about that when you have, what, 7 left?
Right, and get rid of your jury members when somebody else is calling the shots.
Exactly.
Because then...
But that's risky, too, but still, I think that is the right way to go about it, for sure.
Yeah, and, I mean, Ben's going to be a bigger target the smaller the numbers get in that, I mean, people will pretty much catch on that he's got a good story, and he's playing a good game, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, Ryan, I think, said it.
Right. Well, Joe said it to Ryan.
Is that what it was?
Yes. Joe was saying it to Ryan and Devin.
Yeah.
Ben confronts Joe, and Joe keeps insisting that he saw him swear on being a Marine, which he would never do. Joe just keeps at it. Ben keeps denying it. It kind of escalates a little bit. He says, Joe pushed the right buttons. I take what I did in the Marine Corps very seriously. There's things that I did that I have to live with every day that I still think about every day. And he would never swear on them. He's pissed off. Oops, sorry.
Why did Ben, this is the second time Ben's done something like this. Why did he have to go up and confront?
Yeah, that was his mistake. He
upset.
Let himself open.
There's no reason to. Joe's not liked. There was no reason to go there and put yourself out there. And Joe just—he doesn't care. So he has no filter, and he's going to do whatever it takes to rattle you and get you off your game. And it did.
Mm-hmm.
It almost screwed Ben over.
Yep.
Yeah, it did. He's pissed off. Desi tries to make it look like Joe is doing nothing wrong, but while Ben is the antagonist because she's nervous that Joe will cost her game.
He did.
Spoiler alert, he did. Which we kind of all predicted would happen back in episode two, right?
And she I gotta criticize Desi here, even though she's my winner's pick. She let it happen. She knew it back then. And
yeah,
she should have made a better play to avoid it, and she didn't, unfortunately.
She should have got rid of Joe when she had a chance. She should have worked with the other people, say, hey, let's get rid of Joe. Because he was hurting it was hurting her game. It's like when Aubrey got rid of what's her name, Debbie.
Yeah,
you know, because Debbie was hurting Aubrey's game at the time.
So yes,
she got rid of her.
Yeah, she might have been a number, but she was also too much of a wild card.
And Des didn't pull the trigger, and it cost her.
Yeah,
yeah. She should have. She wasn't looking at it as an individual game quite the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lauren has to confess to Ben that they cannot split the vote because of her advantage. He tries to get Dr. Mike and Ryan on board, excuse me, to vote out Joe. Mike weighs his options. Ben is nervous that he will go home thanks to Joe's goading him into getting angry. I was kind of nervous for him, too, a little bit.
I was worried.
This is the second week that we head into Tribal where I was kind of like, did this just suddenly become a Ben Boot episode? But I don't like this. So at Tribal Council, Joe feels the heat. And he says, Jeff, tell me a time that I've been at Tribal that I haven't felt the heat. And I'm like, Joe, this is your third freaking time at Tribal. You didn't even have to feel the heat last week. You weren't in danger.
You had the idol.
Yeah, you had the idol. There was no reason for that.
Yeah, and you didn't get a vote.
Exactly. Ben denies once again that he swore on the Marines. He apologizes to everyone. Ashley says, and I think Ashley might have had the line of the night. She goes, it's hard to know if Joe is really good at playing this game or just really good at being annoying. And Joe responds, I think it's a combination of both. Ben talks a little bit about his PTSD, not in so many words, of course, but explains that he has, you know, anger problems from his time, and he's been through therapy at home after leaving the Marines. He explains that he's apologizing to everybody for letting Joe get him that angry.
I understand it's a game, and, you know, there are no rules, but there is a line, and I feel that Joe crossed the line. Myself,
I get it, but it's also it is a game, and it just about everything's fair game, I guess. And I agree, it was crossing a line, and Joe's not going to win any supporters that way. But also, I think Ben could have avoided by not going after him.
Oh yeah, Ben should have stayed. There was no reason for Ben to go up there.
Yeah,
and confront him, but yeah, there's just a line. And
no, I agree. Ben's my favorite player of the season, but the one thing I'm worried about him, I don't think he's going to be able to win, because if he has to keep going in headstrong in situations like that when he doesn't need to, Joe's going to, you know, self-destruct. You do not need to go in there. And I don't think anybody's going to go against Ben for getting upset when Joe calls out something like that. So I think he's safe. But
how many times?
In a different situation, maybe it's not that where it isn't something so offensive, but he still will get upset. That's where he can maybe lose his heading.
Well, like he got so upset when Cole was eating the cinnamon sticks or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You have a chance to win this game. You got to pull back. He admits he has anger issues, and you can understand why.
But how many free passes is he going to get from everybody for having blow-ups?
Right.
So, because going in, yeah, Yeah, I think he's okay right now still, because he was, you know, voiced as a concern to win $1 million. But again, how many chances do you get?
Yeah, because you look at the beginning when he had Allen, and, you know, he maybe had buffers that were people that were just, you know, blowing up around him, and he was just so calm. But now he's just letting things get to him. And it could be the lack of sleep, could be the lack of food, could be the being out there. There's a lot of combinations, and say to every season we say it, the lack of sleep and food, eating properly wears on you, and it's hard to control your, you know, your emotions.
Yeah.
So that could be it too. So Laura needs to pull him aside and say, hey, she's pretty blunt.
Yeah. Like, hold up, bro.
You need to stop confronting people.
Yeah.
Sit back and relax. Let me do it.
Agreed.
Yeah. Desi started talking about how several people in the game had told lies, which I think was just her way of trying to take the heat off of her. Devin, though, says he doesn't want to be a zombie. He likes being a bright and beautiful light, to which all of the internet was like, you are still our bright and beautiful light, Devin.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know,
So it's time to vote. Lauren successfully is able to swap out her advantage, or play it rather, to take the blank parchment. The votes come up. Ben and Lauren each get one, and then it's tied 4-4, Joe. Which here's, you know, where I don't understand why people didn't realize that there was 11 people, so there should not have been a tie.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's a good call. But you know what, though? I didn't even recognize. But again, I'm not a math wizard like Chrissy is. So, but you know.
But maybe also, you're at home having it played out for you. You're not there in the moment counting, like, did all my people vote the way they were supposed to?
Yeah, or maybe they were so excited that it went their way, that the four votes for Dez and four. But like you said, it shouldn't have ended in a tie.
But here's my question: is why didn't Lauren just take the extra scroll? She went up again. Couldn't she technically take it again? I don't know.
I think a producer probably would have been like, ma'am.
What?
I like how she flipped it on the
That was that was the second time. So they go to revote. And she so she could not vote like at all. She didn't even get a revote vote?
No, I guess not.
I guess not.
Interesting.
She didn't know. Maybe she could have, but
that's what I'm saying. It's kind of seemed maybe there's words there saying what she could do or not do. But I would have at least tried to sneak another vote.
Yeah, I think Joe thought that he was going home because when they read the votes the first time, he put his bag over his shoulder.
I thought Joe was going home.
Same here. So let's talk about that.
So Desi becomes first member of the jury. Jay loses his last final three pick. And
my winner pick.
And your winner pick. And Joe tells her, I didn't flip baby girl, or whatever he said.
You're on the jury. Vote for me.
Yeah. I don't understand why you go for Desi. You, at this point, you know Joe doesn't have an idol. You know you can't trust him. Like, Desi's more of a, hasn't really shown that much of a gameplay, aside from maybe you could say she's a challenge threat, but it's still early on. Take out Joe. You know you can't trust him. Why? Why leave him in?
And you don't like him around camp.
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe it's because they feel he's the GOAT and he can't win at this point. But I would say at this point, Desi can't win.
But it's obvious he can push your buttons, and if he can push your buttons, that's just a bad person to have around.
I don't understand, and he has had a knack of finding idols, so you take the chance of him finding an idol and screwing up your game. Yep. You know, I just didn't get it. I would like to hear what the strategy was behind that, why they chose Desi over Joe.
Because
the only reason they split the votes the first time was to make sure Joe didn't have an idol.
Maybe they were worried about Desi winning more individual immunity. Or
but even so, she wasn't strongly playing. We didn't see her strongly playing the game.
Right. Yeah. Well, from what I understand, and I listened to Jessica's exit interview, and I read some of them as well. I have not been keeping up with the interviews as well as I should have been this season. But from what I understand, a lot of the females that Chrissy was responsible for voting off, like Rourke and Allie, in their exit interviews, Jessica said this as well, said that Chrissy was the type of person that seemed to feel more threatened by the other women and felt more comfortable working with the men. So maybe Chrissy was the one that made the final call. I mean, I don't know, and this is just, you know, you're hearing the sore losers speculate about it. Yeah. So, but
you have Ben who just can't, it was ready to punch him.
Yeah.
And it obviously can't stand being around him. I that makes sense what you're saying, Colleen. But to me, I get rid of Joe. I just shocked he didn't go home. Yeah, I was like stunned.
Yeah.
I said, oh, great. Because I think I picked Joe to go home this week. I could be wrong. But I said, great. He hadn't have an idol. Get him out of there.
Yeah, especially at that point.
It's like every season there's a move that you just go, I don't get. And then later on they're like going, yeah, that's where I made my mistake. I should have gotten rid of this person. I had a chance and we didn't do it.
Well, yeah, the number two person usually says that.
But you always hear that from people that played the game. Even like someone that got voted out fourth or fifth. Yeah, if I would have kept this person, but I kind of went with the group and I voted this person out. I should have voted that person out. That screwed up my whole game.
Yeah, but that's still Monday morning quarterbacking because everybody win the million is going to come out with it.
I guarantee you, Joe's going to find an idol or something and somebody's going to get screwed because they didn't vote him.
Oh, well, we'll be there to watch.
Never
going to
find an idol.
Yeah. Okay, feedback. We had a tweet from Brendan who said, can you guys please comment on how Devin is starting to look like Kylo Ren more than ever now? Can we start calling him hashtag Kylo Dev?
Or Adam Driver, you know, that too. But yeah, there is a resemblance there. I can agree with that.
I'm cool with him.
I still go with Randolph Mantooth.
I'm cool with him being hashtag Kylo Dev.
So it's Kylo Ren, so it would be a dark light, right?
Oh, that's dark right. Light. He's not a bright and shining whatever it is light. Bright and beautiful
spoiler
light.
For people who haven't seen Star Wars.
Yeah. Oops. All right, our first email is from Mandy. Hello. Well, that idol fight was underwhelming and Desi leaving sucks. My condolences to Jay.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and also Mandy pointed out that we were incorrect last week. It wasn't Parvati and Amanda. It was Danielle and Amanda who fought over the idol in Heroes vs. Villains.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. But thank you for correcting us.
Yeah. She continues. Did you like the twist of the reward challenge? If I had to assign the order of you three eating. I'm sorry. If you had to assign, she's missing the U and the I. I had to guess. Okay, which one? The three of you, what order would you assign us to eat? The correct order for who eats first is always Colleen.
I would pick Jay last because I wouldn't want to go after Jay would be eating with his hands.
No, I wouldn't eat with my hands, but I would probably have a hard time not eating.
You'd also...
You know, as Jay, you get there to be one little strand of...
Yeah.
One little noodle left there.
I would say Colleen first because she's really considerate and doesn't... And wants to help other people.
Aw,
thanks. I would put Jack second because he's also really considerate about other people's feelings. And I would put me last because I would follow the two considerate people. Because
you're kind of a dick.
you're considerate till it comes to food.
And charm
games, apparently. That's where your son gets it from.
Yes.
Yes. Zachy doesn't share food. And then Mandy... I would say, though, I'm glad that you picked yourself last, Jay, because if you were first, you would be the one that was picking the pasta up with your hands to just try to see if there was anything underneath it. Mandy continues. Would this have been a better move for Chrissy and Ryan when they got back to camp? Well, one of them distracts Cole while the other gets the idol, then replace it with the fake idol that Chrissy has. So when Cole finds it, he thinks he has an idol. They get an idol that can still be played, and no one looks idol hungry. I like that.
Or you could just bought like a little piece of bread back, and gone like this, Cole, and throw it in the woods, and he go chase after it. Then go,
that too. I kind of love that idea. That's funny. Of substituting the fake idol for the real one, or the real one for the fake one, whichever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I love
Jeff,
that.
Jeff, I have an idol here.
And then... that is a great idea, Mandy. Log that away in case you ever play on Survivor. And we have an email from Victoria. To start off, this was a good episode, but I had to yell no because they continue to vote off beautiful eye candy. I knew Desi wasn't going to win because of the edit or lack thereof of camera time. So yeah. Tribal Council was somewhat annoying with Jeff and his journey talk. I still can't figure out why Desi didn't vote for Ben and voted Lauren.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows that they thought they were going home and didn't really have... much of a plan, one way or another.
Was Jeff talking about, though, at the end? That just shows you it's like a circle.
I
just started going, okay, I didn't see the whole thing. even they were kind of looking at him like, I don't know, Jeff. I don't know what you're talking about. But you're in charge of this show, so I'm just going to go with it.
Jeff was smoking that island weed.
Could have been. It happens.
It happens. I just have one question. Why didn't they get rid of Joe? I find his annoyance fun, and to be honest, it's sad that Chrissy didn't say more. I'm not a fan of her or Ryan, even though they are playing the game more than most. I just assumed the whole point was to split the vote and to then take out Joe. I can't wait for everyone to flip on each other because before Cole won, this episode was just a bunch of complaining. Truth.
Yeah.
I hope Cole and Joe make it to the end just off of the entertainment value. I like seeing determined and smart Cole. Where was he? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ruthless.
When it comes to the challenges, geez, it's like Chrissy, Ryan, and Mike aren't even there. I wonder if there will be an advantage clue or idol just lurking around everywhere next episode because, my goodness, those things are everywhere. Trees, nails, plates, Victoria.
Hey, we didn't talk about Ryan having his heart, being able to see his heart through his skin.
That's you actually kind of... physically could. I noticed that.
Because when Jeff said that, I go, oh, that's gross.
Poor dude, he's hungry and nervous.
I had my fill of spaghetti.
Oh, man. All right.
Put a shirt on, Ryan.
Thank you, everybody, for your feedback. And now it is time to tally the votes. Let's see how things went in terms of our preseason picks. I have just had a horrible go of it. My final three pick, Desi, is out. But we all had her as a final three, so
yep.
Nobody gets a point there. In terms of who we thought was going home, Colleen, you said Cole. Good pick until he won the immunity. I said Joe, so I was the one that was truly robbed. And Jack, you said Cole. You did not pick Joe, so.
Okay.
But can no points.
Can I say how disappointed I am in Desi? Because you watch her video, and I just thought she'd be a go-getter.
Yeah.
And she just, from what we've seen, I mean, we can only go by the editing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, it just, I think she got stuck behind Joe and couldn't get out, maybe.
You're right. And maybe, I think one, yeah, the being paired with Joe. And if you're paired with Joe, even if she had moments where she, I mean, really active, it wasn't going to show because you're going to probably show Joe over what she's doing. And if, especially since she got, you know, booted out, you know, first
she
person on the jury,
yeah.
Not going to spend a lot of time giving her airtime.
Yeah, right. She didn't get that traditional, I guess because the merge boot was not the first jury person.
But she didn't even get a story arc.
Yeah, she didn't really get like any kind of traditional kind of thing.
Because I know one of the reasons I picked her, I thought she'd be good in the challenges, which I think she is and was. But I thought she'd be I had hope for her, but I guess we all did because we all had her in our final three.
Did I have her? I ask this every time.
You as your final three pick, Desi?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody had him.
Okay.
That's what I said at the beginning.
I know you said that, but I still...
All right.
I know you said that, but every week I never remember that she was mine.
Who we think is going home next week. I have the first pick, and I'm going to stick with Joe. I think Joe's going home. Jack, your pick.
It should be Joe, but I'm going to go Cole. I have no idea.
All right.
I think if Joe didn't go home this time, it's got to be Cole.
You're batting cleanup here.
Ugh.
What's your pick?
I keep saying Cole, and it keeps not being Cole, so I think I'm going to...
You have had Cole three times in a row.
In a row?
Yeah, episode 6, 7, and 8.
In the back of a Volkswagen?
So do you stay with Cole, or do you give Jack the point by not picking Cole this week?
Well, my other guess would be Joe, because, this one's tough. I don't think Ryan, Devin, Chrissy are in trouble.
I say ride the horse you've been riding these past 3 weeks.
I kind of don't want to ride Cole, though.
Well, at this point, you've already gotten all whatever diseases he might have given you.
But not that at million. Fine, I'll go with Cole one more time. I'm so uncreative this season. Maybe I will just continue to go with him until he gets voted out. And then I'll be like, told you guys. I told you all along. I knew he was going home.
He had the loser edit.
So in terms of the points so far for the season, I have 3. Colleen has 3. Jack has 5. I am the first one to lose a pick. So it is now time for me to pick another pick. I'm going to go... Since nobody has Chrissy, I'm going to go Chrissy.
Oh, dude, she's not winning.
Why isn't she going to win?
Well, look at her. Look at her Reddit. I don't think she's going to win.
Dang. I don't know how it's been. It could be Ryan.
At least Ryan. Part. Ryan kind of got that villain added a few weeks ago, and he's teamed up with Chrissy, who is not does not seem to be liked. So I don't know.
I'm gonna go with Chrissy.
You should go with JP. He seems like a solid bet.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with JP. Mr. Eating half the spaghetti and not seeing the clue under there.
To be fair, that was Devin.
No, Devin was the first one to eat, so there was just a little bit. Then JP ate more and didn't see it.
Because even Cole said, I think they've ate, the first two guys ate half of it.
Hey, you should go with Devin, so that way when he doesn't win, it could fulfill your San Diego legacy.
It's not your pick, so. I have picked Chrissy as my new winner's pick. All right. We'll do it for this week's Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Calling time for question comments and or theories. Give us an email to SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. It's SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/J&Jack group. And if you shop on Amazon, use jandjack.com/Amazon. Black Friday is coming up and Cyber Monday following. It's that holiday shopping season, and if you're going to shop on Amazon, use our link. It'll be the same exact Amazon experience, same exact great Amazon prices, but a small percentage of those sales go to the Jay and Jack production fold.
Black Friday sales start on Friday the 17th, actually.
Boom, so coming up. It's coming up. So definitely use the link jandjack.com/Amazon. Bookmark it now. Now is the time. Also, if you enjoy what we do, give us a review. Go to jandjack.com/iTunes and give a 5-star review today. It really helps. And last but not least, we want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons, over at patreon.com/jandjack. Especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. Thank you so much for your patronage. And thank you to all of our patrons. You can find a full list at jandjack.com. If you'd like to become a patron today, whether you give $1 or more a month, it all helps make all the Jay and Jack shows possible. Click on the Become a Patron link today.
Hey, Jack. Speaking of Amazon, did you buy your pregnancy pillow on jandjack.com/Amazon? Because I sure bought mine.
I believe so. I told Cindy to buy it on that, so...
Fabulous. So there's something you guys, Jack and I both have pregnancy pillows. So
I swear by it.
Do you have an announcement to make, Jack?
Well, I said in my thing, I go, I think my gut's a little bigger than Colleen's. I think I'm showing more than Colleen, but my back, if people have heard, my back is bad. And so I can't sit or stand for long periods of time. And this pillow is like, just 2 days. It's been a gift from God.
It is very comfortable. Now, is it cold on one side and hot on the other side?
No, I still have that stupid pillow. I hate that pillow.
Why don't you just exchange that pillow?
Probably too late now.
It's too late now. We've already been using it, but it doesn't get as cold as it should, and it's always warmer. Sometimes I can't even figure out which side is. I go, which side's a cold side?
Life is too short to sleep with a pillow that you don't like.
That's just true. Get two pillows that are cold on either side. All right. I'm okay. I'm all right. But I don't use the my pillow.
I'm sorry.
Pillow as a pillow. I use it as a buffer to my.
As a wonderful thing to snuggle with at night until Zach gets in the bed and steals it from me. All right. Well.
I do recommend that pillow to anybody.
Yeah, Jay's out.
All right.
I don't think his eyes could roll further back in his head.
And no, it wasn't pillow talk. It was literally pillow talk. We'll close out the show. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.